I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A study published this week in JAMA Pediatrics finds a significant increase in the number of hospitalizations of kids due to opioid poisoning. I spoke with Dr. Julie Gaither, an epidemiologist and postdoctoral fellow with the Yale School of Medicine and the lead author of the study. She says researchers looked at a national sample of pediatric hospital discharge records of children and adolescents 1 to 19 years old to figure out how many had been hospitalized in recent years for prescription opioid poisonings.
We found over the span of 16 years from 1997 to 2012 that poisonings in this age group had increased by 165%. But we were surprised to find that the greatest increase over time was actually among the youngest children, so those 1 to 4 years of age, where rates more than doubled.
Whoa. To what do you attribute this?
I think it's a direct reflection of trends in opioid prescribing that have happened in the United States in the past couple of decades. Sales of opioid analgesics have really risen dramatically. They've quadrupled in recent years, and so we now have these medications prescribed to millions of adults, and therefore they're in millions of homes, and children are increasingly exposed to them.
What are the health risks to children when they are poisoned by opioids?
Well, these are medications prescribed for an adult, and they have sedative properties, and they can affect the respiratory system. And it's just very dangerous for a child to be exposed to, say, a medication that was prescribed for a person who weighs, say, 150 pounds, and then you've got a four-year-old child ingesting this medication. So they can be very sedated, and the child can become unresponsive.
One thing I noted in your study is that the age group between about 5 and 9, you saw a pretty sharp drop.
We did. That was the age group where we saw the lowest number of poisonings, and I think that speaks to the fact that at about 5 or so, children are more aware. They don't think that what they have found on a countertop or on the floor is candy, and so I think that is what's happening there. And then with the children, when you start to get it in 10, prepubescent age range and up into the teens, then you have behaviors that mimic what's happening with adults and opioids being misused and abused. We did find from 2009 to 2012 that hospitalization rates among the oldest teens, so those 15 to 19 years of age, actually decreased slightly. It was about a 7% decrease, but during the same period, we saw that rates for illicit opioid use, heroin use, continued to increase.
So what's next? What needs to happen to address this?
Well, one, I think some of the measures are simple. We need to just keep opioids out of the hands of little kids, and that can be done by making sure that they are kept stored somewhere where a child cannot get into them. That when the time comes that the adult is no longer taking the medication, to dispose of them properly. And I think physicians can help by, when they prescribe a medication to an adult, assess whether there is a child in the home and then explain to them these are medications that your child does not need to get into. I think the most important thing that this study shows is that we need to spend more time thinking about how the opioid crisis has affected the pediatric population, because this really is something that has affected us all. It affects from newborn babies, infants who are born addicted to narcotics because their mother took them, or all the way through the elderly who take opioids and then experience falls. So most of the national conversation to date has focused on adults and the physicians who prescribe to them. And I would like to see us focus more on children, because they too have suffered and are impacted.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Julie Gaither is a postdoctoral fellow with the Yale School of Medicine and lead author of a study published this week in JAMA Pediatrics on hospitalizations for opioid poisonings among children and teens. Diane Orson, WNPR News.